The Yeshiva Gedol of Johannesburg proudly presents the Wednesday evening shiur, covering the Parashas HaShavua, the Yomim Tovim, and other special topics as delivered by its founder and Rosh HaYeshiva, Rabbi Israel Chaim Goldfein, Zichrono Livrocha. Details regarding how to order additional shiurim follow immediately after the conclusion of the shiur.
Parashas Re'eh.
In Parashas Re'eh, Perek Yigim, Pasuk Hei, speaking about the Novi Sheker, the false prophet, states, Acharei Hashem Elokeichem Elechu, that after the Lord your God you shall walk, the Eishe Shiro'u, and him you shall fear, as Mitzvesov Tishmeru, and you shall guard his mitzvahs, and the Kelei Sishmo'u, and you shall listen to his voice, but also Sa'avodu, and you shall serve him, Revolsi Bokhu, and you shall cleave to him. From this Pasuk, actually the Torah is mentioned in many things. For example, Rashi says, this that it states, this mitzvah of Tishmeru, that you shall listen to his mitzvahs, he says this refers to Tehidus Meshah, the Tehidus Meshah. This that it states of the Kolel Sishmo'u, that you shall listen to his voice, this refers to Bekol HaNaviim, to the voice of the prophets. The Eitzi Sa'avodu, this that it states you shall serve him, the Migdoshay, this refers to this Avodus Beis HaMikdosh, to serve him in the Beis HaMikdosh. But then after all is said, it still states, that you shall cleave to him. So what does that come to teach us? That you shall cleave to him? Rashi says, Hadveik bidrocho, you shall cleave to his ways. Gimol chasodim, kvor mesim, baker chelim. You shall do kindliness to others, because this is the way of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You shall bury the dead, because this is the way of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You shall visit the sick, because Kemesh Osa HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done. In the cross references to Rashi, it states the Gemara Seiter Daf Yudalit. And there the Gemara tells us that, except the Gemara itself learns it out of a different part of the Pasuk. Modern Mishakta, Seita Daf Yudalit, states, Acharei Hashem Elokeichem Elechu. On the first part of the Pasuk, it states that after Hashem you shall walk in his ways. You shall walk after him. What does that mean? But he Lord of Hashkina, is it possible for a person to walk after the Shkina in Parshas Beskan, and it states that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Almighty, is like a consuming fire. So how is it possible to walk after the Almighty? This means that you shall walk after his qualities. Mahu Malbish Arumim, just like we see that the Almighty clothed the naked. And the Almighty created the world, and he created Adam and Chava, the first man and woman. So it states that he made for them garments of skin, garments of leather, and he clothed them with this. So we see that he was Malbish Arumim. He clothed the naked. Therefore, if this is his way, then we are also obligated to do so. Afato halvish arumi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu bika chelim. We see that the Almighty visited the sick and took care of the sick. Where do we see that? Vayirash elov Hashem be'elanei mamre. In the beginning of Parshas Vayiro, where after Avraham was nimel, was circumcised, states that on the third day Vayim Ashlishi, Hashem came to him. For what reason? He came to visit him since he was sick. So we see that the Almighty visits the sick. So afato baker chayim. Therefore you also must visit the sick and care for the sick. HaKadosh Baruch Hu nicham avelim. The Almighty comforted the mourners after their loss. Where do we see this? It states in Bereishis Chofei. Vayi acharei meis Avraham vayavor echelekim Yitzchok b'nei. After Avraham died, the Almighty came and gave a bracha, a blessing, to Yitzchok, his son. What kind of blessing? Birchas Tanchumim. He gave him a bracha that he should be comforted from his loss of Avraham. So we see that it's the way of the Almighty to go and comfort the mourners. From here we learn that you also are obligated to comfort the mourners. HaKadosh Baruch Hu kavod meisim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu buried the dead. Where do we see that? At the end of the Sefer Torah it states in Devarim Lamed Aleph VaYikvor Oseh Bagar that he buried Moshe Rabbeinu in the valley. So afato kavod meisim. You also should bury the dead. So the Gemara here is learning what Rashi is telling us. With one difference, Rashi is learning it from the end of the Pasuk, Ulesi Bokur, and the Gemara is learning it from the beginning of the Pasuk, V'acharei Hashem Elokeichem Telechu. But the principle that is being learned is that the Torah is teaching us that we must walk in the ways of the Almighty. We must emulate His qualities. Therefore, we must study what His qualities are and transplant these qualities into our own lives, into our own character and personality. If you see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Torah comforted the sick, or comforted the mourners, or clothed the naked, or buried the dead, then the Pasuk says, Acharei Hashem Elokeichem Telechu, you shall walk in His ways, therefore you also must do these things. We have another source to the same mitzvah. This is according to one opinion in the Gemara Masechta Shabbos. Have a short Shabbos Daf Kuf Lamed Beis. The Gemara is dwelling on the pasuk Zekeli Vanvehu in Parshas Bishalach in the Shiro, Ojo Shir, Meisha's song. Meisha's saying Zekeli Vanvehu, this is my God, the Anvehu. So it's a question in the Gemara, what does it mean, the Anvehu? And the Gemara brings various meanings. I shall beautify him. I shall, the Targum brings, I shall build for him a home. The word v'anvehu means heavy day melei. Anvehu, that word can be broken up and can be defined heavy day melei, make yourself similar to him. Rashi says, Loshen anvehu ani vehu. Anvehu means ani, I, behu and him. Ese atzme kemesei ledavik bedrochov. You make yourself like him. Ze keli, this is my God, the anvehu ani behu. I and him, I shall make myself like him. Moses says, how do you make yourself like God? Mahu chanun, berachum. Just like you see that he is chanun, he is good to people. Berachum, and he is compassionate. How do we see this? Because these are the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In the Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is referred to as Chanun, as Nachum. These are the names that he was referred to by Moshe and by the prophets. So Mahu Chanun, just like he is good and he is compassionate, Afatoh Heye Chanun Berachum, you also should be good and compassionate. This is what we learn from Zekeli Vanvehu. So again we see that there is an obligation in a person to emulate the ways of Hashem. If he is good, then you must be good. If he is compassionate, you must be compassionate. And so forth. We have a third source in this. Can you bring me a Rambam, the first chelik? We have a third source for this. And that, the Rambam brings in the beginning of Hilchos Deos Perek Aleph, Halacha Hey. Thank you. Elaborates in this parak on all of the good qualities that a person should have in his character and in his personality, and how to assess these qualities and how to weigh these qualities and how to adjust them, which we will be speaking on soon. Then the Rambam says, how do we know that a person, it's a mitzvah for a person to do such a thing? He writes in Halacha Hey, "Umitzuvin onu leleches bedrochim ha'ilu abeninim." We are obligated to go in this middle path, behem adrochim atovim ha'ishoim, which is the good way and the upright way. Shenemar v'holachto bidrochov, brings another pasuk, v'holachto bidrochov, that you shall walk in his ways. This pasuk is a little further in Parshas Kisove. In Parshas Kisove, in the Parsha of the Brochas, the Chof Ches Tes, the Torah says, Yikimcha Hashem Leila Am Kodosh, that a Kodesh Baruch Hu shall make you into a sanctified nation, Kasher Nish Baruch, like he has commanded you, Kisish Mores Mitzvah Hashem Elekecho, when you will guard the mitzvahs of Hashem Elokecho, v'holachto bidrochov, and you shall walk in his ways. So it states two things. Kodesh Baruch Hu will make you a sanctified nation. It states two things. When you guard his mitzvahs, and when you will walk in his ways. What does v'holachto bidrochov mean? To walk in the ways of the Almighty, to emulate him. So the Rambam says, this is how we were taught in the explanation of this mitzvah. He is called good, then you should be good. He is called compassionate, you should be compassionate. He is called sanctified, you should be sanctified. And it's for this reason that the prophets refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with all of these names. Erech HaPayim, that he is patient, Rav Chesed, he is kind, Tzadik, he is righteous, Yosher, he is upright, Tomim, he is complete, perfect, Gibor, he is strong, Chozok, and Kiyetzer Behem, Lehidiyah Shehen Drochim Tevim Yishori. The whole reason why the prophets referred to the Almighty with Kinuim, with descriptions, descriptive names, was to teach us that these are his qualities, and that these are the good ways. And therefore, that a person is obligated to walk in these ways, and in accordance to his ability to emulate and compare himself to the Almighty. So the Rambam brings the same principle in Perek Aleph and Deis, except he learns it out from another source, V'holachto bidrochov. In the Sefer HaMitzvahs of the Rambam, Mitzvahs Esei Ches, and in the Sefer HaChinuch Tov Resh Yud Aleph, they bring the same mitzvah, and there again he cites the source of the Halachta Bidrochov. But there both the Rambam and the Chinuch write that there are this mitzvah is repeated in the Torah. And there are other sources. He cites the pasuk in our parsha, "Acharei Hashem Elokeichem Teilechu," that you shall walk after the Almighty. And he cites another pasuk yet, "Lo lechas bechol drochov." There's another pasuk that you shall walk in all of his ways. "Lo lechas bechol drochov." I'm not exactly sure where that pasuk is, but at this moment, but he cites another pasuk, another motor, "Lo lechas bechol drochov."
Now, from all of this, we see some very important principles. Firstly, when it comes to developing one's personality and one's character, for example, say that a person should be patient. A person shouldn't be a rakshasa, they shouldn't be all the time angry. A person should be left have a good heart. A person should be baltstoker, charitable. Person should be kind and so forth. All of these personality traits. This is not as popular thought. This is not something that one should do because of their heretz, that this is the way of the world. Or one should do al tzara musa because ethics require it. Or in many times in Yiddish, this is what is referred to as to sei a mensch, to be a mensch. This is not the obligation. It is true that a person should be a mensch. It is true that mitzvah hamusar, for ethical reasons, a person should be like this. It is true that derech eretz, civil conduct and respect, demands this. But that's not why a Jew should be like this. But this is one of the mitzvahs of the Tanyag mitzvahs. This is one of the 613 mitzvahs. The Rambam Council is a mitzvah. And the Chinuch Council is a mitzvah. And the source are psukim in the Torah. Either from Acharei Hashem Elokeichem Teilechu, that you shall walk after your God, or V'halachta B'drochom, you shall walk in His way, or L'leches B'chol D'rochom, you shall walk in all of His ways, or as Rashi brings, U'beisi Voku, and you shall cleave to Him, or Zekili V'amvehu Anivahu, that this is my God and I shall emulate Him. So this is a mitzvah, a positive commandment in the Torah. So in other words, to be a Muslim, to be gods, to be a mensch, see? This is a mitzvah in the Torah. And someone who does not work on himself to be this way transgresses a mitzvah. And this also is explicit in the Sefer Chinuch. Sefer Chinuch writes in this mitzvah, Simen Tov Reishit Aleph, when the Hegis at the end of the mitzvah, when the Hegis mitzvah zu b'chol mokum b'chol zman, this mitzvah is relevant and is enforced in every place and in every time, b'schorim on the kevus, by men and women. But Evrazen, someone who transgresses this mitzvah, v'enem mishtadl lehashir drochot, and he does not seek to straighten his ways, to perfect his ways, and to conquer his yitzhahora, and to perfect his thoughts and his deeds, to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu in, like we have written here, and to fulfill this mitzvah, he has transgressed this mitzvah. So the first principle, which is a very, very important principle, is this is a mitzvah. It's a positive commandment, like any other mitzvah. And therefore, someone who has imperfection in his qualities, he has imperfections in his character, and he does not try to perfect them, transgresses this mitzvah. It would be the same as if he doesn't put on tefillin, or he doesn't eat matzah on Pesach. But if a person has a bad quality, and it is not mishtadl, he doesn't try to perfect it, that's the same as not eating matzah on Pesach. but he transgresses the mitzvah. That's one very important principle. Nick, what pasuk?
All right, we've just been told that the pasuk of Leleches Bechol Drachov is in Parshas Ekev. Let me just see. That's right. In Ekev, Yud Beis. Ba'ato Yisrael, Ma Hashem Elakecha She'el Mimach. What does Hashem Elakecha ask from you? Kim liyira es Hashem Elakecha. To fear the Lord your God, Leleches Bechol Drachov. And to walk in all of His ways.
A second principle on this subject. This is something which is a very unique thought. We're not accustomed to thinking this way. This mitzvah is different than all mitzvahs. All mitzvahs we are commanded to do because HaKadosh Baruch Hu commands them. For example, if he said put on tefillin, we are commanded to put on tefillin because he said to put on tefillin. He says to eat matzah, so this is why we're commanded to eat matzah. If he says to study Torah, to daven, not to eat treifas, the reason why we have to fulfill it is because kach
shiva HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was commanded. Now, whether the Almighty does this himself or not, this is a discussion, but it's irrelevant to the tzivui, to the command. There is a Gemara that states that HaKadosh Baruch Hu also puts on tefillin. There's another Gemara that states that HaKadosh Baruch Hu also fulfills the Torah. But that's not why we fulfill the Torah. We fulfill the Torah because HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded us to do these mitzvahs. When it comes to the character development that we're referring to, there the tzivui, the command, was not to develop one's character. Full stop. Okay. There the tzivui, the command was to emulate the qualities of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Acharei Hashem Elokeichem Teilechu. Follow His ways. When it comes to tefillin, we don't put on tefillin because it states follow His ways. He puts on tefillin, therefore you should put on tefillin. Now, when it comes to eating matzah on Pesach, it doesn't say, the Torah didn't say, follow His ways. He eats matzah on Pesach, you eat matzah on Pesach. No. It says, be'er of teichel matzah, you should eat matzahs. But when it comes to this quality development, there the HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't say you should develop your character. It states that follow Him. Walk the way He does. V'halachta midrochov. Loleches bechol drochov. Acharei Hashem elkechem teilechu. Anveihu. Emulate Him. Therefore, if the mitzvah is to emulate Him, then we must understand what He is. So the Gemara says we must see what He does. Ma'ahu chanun. If He's chanun, you should be chanun. If He's compassionate, you should be compassionate. If He buries the dead, you should bury the dead. If He clothes the naked, you should clothe the naked. There's no Gemara that says this in regards to other mitzvahs. See? He keeps kosher, you should keep kosher. He davens, you should daven. He puts on tefillin, you should put on tefillin. Now there's no Gemara like that. So it comes out that this mitzvah, be a soda, in its very foundation, is different than all other mitzvahs. All other mitzvahs were obligated to do because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, do them. This mitzvah we're obligated to do because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, be like me. Therefore, first we must understand what His qualities are, and then we must adapt them to ourselves. And that's why the Rambam brings, Kach longu peperet be mitzvahzu, mahu chanun afato chanun. Now this is something which is a
a unique, a different approach than we're generally accustomed to think. And therefore, it's this mitzvah has a great uniqueness. From here we can go to another part. And that is, if that's the case, then when one fulfills this mitzvah, he's coming closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu than he could in other ways. For example, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, put on tefillin, so I put on tefillin, so I fulfilled the mitzvah that seemed to command. But this is not necessarily the quality of Hashem. If he says, keep kosher, if I keep kosher, I fulfill the mitzvah of Hashem. But it's not necessarily the quality of Hashem. But if he says, v'halachta b'drachov, he said, walk in his ways. So when I do these things, I'm adapting his qualities. If I'm good to someone else, that's not only his command, I'm adapting his trait. If I'm kind to someone else, that's not only because he commanded it, because that's his trait, and he commanded that we should adapt his traits. So this is even a higher level. That means that in the fulfillment of this mitzvah, one can come even closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because he's actually adapting the midah, is the quality of Hashem. It doesn't say anywhere in the Torah that when you keep kosher, or you put on tefillin, or you sit in the sukkah, you're adapting the qualities of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But here it says that here you are emulating and adapting his qualities. And we see Rashi learned it out from the Pasuk. Ubesid Boku. You shall cleave to him. So how can a person cleave to him? If he adapts his qualities, he's cleaving to him. Rashi says, Hadveg Bidrochov. If you adapt his qualities, his ways, then you are cleaving to him. The fact that the Hashem is called by these names, he's called Hanun, he's called Rachman, this shows that we're dealing here with something that has actually to do with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if I take that and place it in myself, so then a person is taking a chelek of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and placing it in himself. So here you have uvaisid vokun, you are cleaving to him. It's for this reason that we find that when we refer to this mitzvah, it's referred to as a derech, as it states, Achrei Hashem Elokeichem Teilechu, you shall walk after Hashem, V'halachta Bidrochov, you shall walk in his ways. Because here the mitzvah is not just to do what he commanded, the mitzvah is to walk in the same ways that he walks. So here we hear another thing now. That if someone fulfills all of these traits, then it could be said on him that he's walking in the way of Hashem. If someone puts on tefillin, but he eats matzah and pesach, he certainly be fulfilling great mitzvahs. But it doesn't say that he's walking in the way of Hashem. But a person who perfects his character, and that it states for halachta bidrochov, that he's walking in the way of Hashem. Because that's the way Hashem walks. When you put on tefillin, or you eat matzah, you're fulfilling the command of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But it does not explicitly say in the Torah that the Almighty walks in these ways. He's commanded us. But it doesn't say he himself walks in these ways. Therefore, you cannot say that's the Derech Hashem, that's the way Hashem walks. But when one develops his character, and this is because this is Hashem's ways, then it can be said that he's walking in the ways of Hashem. And this is explicit in the Rambam. The Rambam brings, goes at length to explain how one must develop all of his traits and his qualities. So he writes, Derech Berchomer, he writes in Halacha Zayin, since the Almighty, the Creator, is referred to with these names, and this is the middle path which we're obligated to walk in, therefore this way is called Derech Hashem. Someone who walks in this way is called the Derech Hashem. And then he learns it out of a pasuk. Pasuk is in Vayera. In Vayera, when Hashem was going to destroy, storm the Anora, and he was wondering if he should tell Avraham or not, so he said, Hashem said, how can I conceal this from Avraham? And Avraham is going to be such a great nation, and all of the nations of the world will be blessed because of him. And in Vayera Yudkes Pasuk Yudkes states, Ki yadativ leman asher yitzav es bonav es beis ha'achrov v'shomru derech Hashem. I know that he will command his sons and his household after him, and they will guard the Derech Hashem, la'asei stoku mishpo, to do charity and justice. Now what does it mean, v'shomru Derech Hashem? He will guard the way of Hashem. So perhaps one can learn, this refers to all of the mitzvahs. The Rambam says now, this refers to the development of one's character, that it should be similar to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we understand why now. Because when you put on tzitzis, or you put on tefillin, you have fulfilled the great mitzvah. But it cannot necessarily be said that you are walking the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu walks. Because explicitly in the Torah doesn't say that he's putting on tefillin and he's putting on tzitzis. And that's not why he commanded you the mitzvah. When you keep kashrus, you are fulfilling the great mitzvah. But it does not say you are walking in his ways. But when you are emulating the qualities of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which we are commanded to, there the mitzvah was, v'halachta b'drachov, you shall walk in his ways, you shall see how he walks, and you shall follow it. Acharei Hashem Elokeichem Teleichu. Therefore, someone who does this, this is Derech Hashem, this is the way of Hashem. Therefore, the Rambam brings two things. He says, Derech zu nikro derech hachomer. This is called the Derech of the wise, the way of the wise. And then he says, this Derech is called Derech Hashem. And therefore, that which Hashem said about Avraham, that I know that he will command his sons and household after him, the Shomru Derech Hashem, they will guard the ways of Hashem, was referring to this. Was referring to the man's character development, that it should emulate that of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is Derech Hashem. That's why in all of these psukim that we've quoted, the emphasis is not merely on doing the mitzvah. The emphasis is this is the way of Hashem, and the mitzvah is to emulate it. With this we can answer also one more point. And that is, without what we've just said, it's difficult to understand what these psukim are telling us. For example, here in Parshas Re'eh, the pasuk in Re'eh it states, "Achrei Hashem Elokeichem teilechu," you shall walk after the Lord your God. Then it states, "You shall fear Him, you shall guard His mitzvahs, you shall listen to His voice, you shall serve Him." Now it's already said everything. It states you shall guard His mitzvahs, you shall listen to Him, you shall listen to the voice of the prophet. It said everything. So what does Achrei Hashem Elokeichem teilechu, that you shall walk after your God, what does that come to teach us? The same thing in Parshas Kisavo that we quoted. It states, "Ulesitche Yikimcha Hashem Leila Am Kodosh," a Kodesh Baruch Hu will make you into a sanctified nation, like He has sworn to you, on two conditions. Kisishmar is mitzvahs Hashem Elokech, when you will guard the mitzvahs of Hashem, veholachta bidrocho, when you will walk in His ways. What does it mean to walk in His ways? When you will guard the mitzvahs of Hashem. So what further does it mean to walk in His ways? Veholachta bidrocho. And the same thing with the posek in Parshas Eicher. Velech is bechol drocho. The year it states that you shall fear Hashem. What does it mean to walk in His ways? So we see that the mitzvahs are divided. There are mitzvahs that Hashem commanded, that do this mitzvah and guard it. That's the mitzvahs, that's to guard the mitzvahs. Then Hashem said, in the way I walk, you must also walk. That's the second division. One division is, I'm giving you mitzvahs, do them. Another division is the way I walk, you must walk. Therefore the Gemara says, and this we must see, Mahu Chanun, if he's good, then you must be good. If he's compassionate, you must be compassionate. If he buries the dead, you must bury the dead. If he visits the sick, you must visit the sick. That's what this is coming to add. And also from what we see from here, that when a person fulfills one of these mitzvahs, the mitzvah of chesed, to be kindly to others, to be compassionate to others, not only because this is a midah which is good, it goes further than that, but because this is the quality of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is His way. Therefore someone who cleaves to this is cleaving to His way, that you shall walk in His way. Includes in this mitzvah, in this derech, that you should walk in His way, not only what we've said, but he says that the derech Hashem, this refers to the beinoni, that you should walk in the middle path. Now, the Rambam writes as follows, to summarize what he writes in his first perek, in his first chapter. He says, people have different natures. One person is totally different than another. There's someone who is balchein, okay, is totally someone who angers all of the time. There are other people who never anger at all. Maybe once, only many, many years. Some people who by nature are very, very arrogant. There are others who are very, very humble. Some people, baltaiva leisiz banafshe mahalech bataiva, the natural desires, the natural physical desires are very, very strong. They're never satisfied, can never satisfy their physical desires. There are others who are balev tor meod leisav afilo dvorem me'atim shaguf sorech lehem. Others who are, they desire nothing. Even what the body needs, they desire not. There are some who are tremendously ambitious. and they want to conquer the entire world, and all of the money in the world will not satisfy them. There are others who are so satisfied with little that they hardly have enough ambition to even pursue what they actually need. There are some people who cannot spend a penny. They would rather impose upon themselves tremendous sufferings, and they save all of their money rather than spend it. And even when they spend something, it's only with great pain that they get rid of the money. There are others who are ma'avid kol mamayli v'yodel adayta, that whatever money they have, they immediately get rid of. They spend everything. V'aldrochi melu shar kol adayas. This is true when it comes to a personality breakdown of every individual. The Rambam writes, some people are always very, very high, very happy. Others are very low all the time. Some people are very cruel by nature. Others are very compassionate by nature. Some people are very soft by nature. Other people are very hard by nature, and so forth. Then he writes, that each quality has its extremities. An extremity one way, an extremity another way, and a middle point. You can gauge it. For example, when it comes to spending money. See, some people are extremely to the right where they'll never spend any money. Some people are extremely to the left where they spend everything that they have. And some people are more close to the middle. When it comes to people, some people are very, very hard by nature. Some are very, very soft by nature. Others are more close to the middle. This is the personality breakup of the man. Then he writes that there are three ways that the personality of a person is developed. One is by heredity. Through natural heredity, certain natures are instilled in the person. Secondly, through environment. In the particular environment that the person is, that has a tremendous impact on his nature. And thirdly, qualities that a person picks up as he goes through life, either by intent, because he wanted to pick them up, he wanted to adapt them. When it comes to environmental, see, there the Rambam mentions that certain people's nature are prone to certain things. So they will naturally adapt certain traits. And then thirdly is certain qualities in nature that he'll decide that he wants to adapt. Because in his eyes this is something which is good. Then the Rambam writes, which is one of his famous principles, and that is shtek tzovei sarachek zu mizu shebechol deya v'deya einu derech teva. The two extremities of any quality is not good. Vein roi leila odem leleches behen v'leil lamden ha'latzme. And it's not fit and proper for a person to walk in this way or to teach it to himself. V'imot sotiva yneite la'achas mehen u'muchen la'achas mehen. And if he finds that by nature he is an extreme in something, or he's already developed this, that he must change. He must change and get away from the extremities. If he was born this way, or if in later life it developed this way, he must change it. Neither extreme, the Rambam writes, is good. Hadera HaYishora, the upright path He meet the Beinonish and Bechol Be'evadeya. This is the middle path in every quality. Mikol Hadeya Sheyesh L'Odom, in every quality that a person has. This is the measure which is equal distant from each extreme, not closer to one and not closer to the other. Fichot siva chachomim arishenim shehodem shom deosef tomik shayreisom umachaveneisom bederechem tzois kidei sheshol megufay. Therefore, the chachomim have commanded us that we must always measure our qualities, measure our personality, measure our character development, to make sure that we are not slipping or sliding to one extreme or the other. For example, if a person is someone who always angers, for example, a person should not be someone who always angers. On the other hand, he should be someone who never reacts at all. But he should just become angry if it's something that is very, very proper to become angry over. Or another example, a person should not desire everything in the world. On the other hand, he should also not show no desire for anything. But he should desire what is necessary. Another example, a person should not give his whole life to work when his entire life is just to work and amass fortunes. On the other hand, he should be someone who has no ambition either. But he should work sufficiently in order that he can support himself and his family. A person shouldn't be the type that never spends any money. He shouldn't be the type of person that loses all of his money. But he should spend his money properly. Spend his money on what is important. Give tzedakah kefi, he should give charity in accordance to what he earns. He should lend money where it's proper. Another example. A person shouldn't be light-headed where everything is a big joke to him. And he's never serious. On the other hand, he shouldn't be otzivainin. A person is not allowed to have a nature where he's constantly depressed, right? Or he's constantly sad. Right? He's prone to depression. But someya kol yomo, the nachas b'sever upon him yofes. But all of his days he should go with happiness and with contentment and with sever upon him yofes, where he has a good disposition to other people. Something very important in our generation, where we find so much depression. He says, and this is called Derech HaChachom. This is the way the wise walked in. And these are the Derech Beinin Samitzois. Anybody who walks in such a way that Rambam says is called a Chochom, called a wise person. So we see that it's not only a matter of personality, but there's wisdom here. This is the way of the Chachomim, of the wise. Now the Rambam goes a step further. He says there are times, and there are cases, where it could be good to go to a little to one extreme. For example, he says you did find very righteous people who, when it came to arrogance or humility, they didn't want to go in the middle path, but they went to the extreme to be very, very humble. And many times we find that a person went what the Gemara calls lifnim mishur sadin, that they did more than one was obligated to do, and they went slightly to an extreme. So he says, someone who's medaktek al atzmei b'yeser misrachik midei benis mi'at, someone who does this and he goes a little to one side or the other where it's a little better under certain circumstances, he says that's called chosid. That's what the Gemara always referred to as midas chasidus. It means very great righteousness. And the Hasidim Rishayim, the early righteous people, see, would do this. So therefore he writes, someone who does this is called a Chosid. Someone who walks in just in the middle path, see, this is called a Chochom, a wise person. He says the mitzvah, the tzivui, the command, what we're supposed to do is to walk in the middle path. Mitzuvin onu loleches bedrochim ha'il ha'benim. We are obligated to walk in the middle path. This that we should go to an extreme, a little to the right, a little to the left, this is not at all for the average person or for the normal situations. We find that there were certain individuals that did that, very, very great individuals. Hillel was a chosid. Chofetz Chaim was a chosid. Certain very, very rare individuals did that. And at certain times, and even when they did it only under particular situations and particular times and so forth. But he said the mitzvah that we are obligated is the mitzvah to walk in the derech beinoni, in the middle path, bein hadrochim hatemim vayishorim. And this is what is called Yoshur states, shenemar, as it states, v'halachta midrochov, you shall go in his ways. This is the way of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then he brings the Gemara that we quoted before. That Kodesh Baruch Hu is chamil, is good, you should be good. Kodesh Baruch Hu is compassionate, you should be compassionate, and so forth. And then he says, the whole reason why all of the prophets refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu by these descriptions, in order to know what is the quality of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because he commanded us that we must emulate him. So therefore we have to know what his quality is. Then he writes, what happens if a person finds himself told that he doesn't have such a quality? What should he do? So he has to train himself. He must be margal atzmei b'deilus atshiit v'mori. He must train himself until it become part of him. He should train himself to do it once, a second time, a third time, constantly, over and over, until finally he has gauged his qualities in the middle path. And then he writes what we said, that because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called by these names, therefore this is not only called walking in the way of the wise, but this is called walking in the way of Hashem, Derech Hashem. And this is what Hashem meant when he referred to Avraham, that he knows that Avraham will command his children after him, Lishmo Derech Hashem, to guard the way of Hashem. This is referred to the Derech, the way of Hashem. And this is what we brought up before, the mitzvahs, how great mitzvahs are not referred to the way of Hashem. This is a mitzvah which is referred to the way of Hashem. And ha'heilek b'derech zeh nevitevu brocha le'atzmei. Someone who walks in this way will bring goodness and brocha to himself. As it states, l'man hovi Hashem al Avraham asher diber alov. Because Hashem said that he knows that Avraham will guard this way, and then he will bring all of the brocha upon him. Now this principle that the Rambam intertwines, that not only does it mean that you shall walk in his ways, but it means that you shall walk in the Derech HaBeinoni. See, the Rambam intertwines this, and he makes from both of these principles one principle. He says, the Derech Hashem, we are obligated to walk in his way. His ways are the good qualities. And he writes, his ways are the Derech HaBeinonim VaYishorim, the middle and the upright path. This principle is a very, very important principle. And it needs a lot of study and a lot of elaboration. One can spend years studying this. As the Rambam says, the Derech Hashem is not merely to take good qualities, because good qualities can run away with a person. It's a good quality to give money to tzedakah, to give everything you have. You'll be left with nothing. The Gemara says you're not allowed to do that. It's a good quality to be compassionate. The Gemara says that if you're compassionate on those who are wicked and cruel, then you're an oxen, you're a cruel person. Be compassionate to criminals, and criminals will go loose, and they'll go kill innocent people. So you're being compassionate to criminals and cruel to innocent people. So compassion also can run away with a person. And so on. If you're strong-hearted, that's good at times, but at other times it's not good. So it's not enough to say that we must see what the good qualities are and we'll do it. So therefore the Rambam intertwines that what is the Derech Hashem? The good qualities and the Beinoni. Which means the middle path. Equidistant from each extreme. Equidistant from each extreme. Now the Chinuch brings on this as follows. He writes, Derech klal sheyivcha le'odem b'chol inyonav v'chol ma'isov. A person must choose in all of his affairs, in all of his deeds. And the Chinuch writes, and this is a principle which is all-encompassing. In all of his affairs and all of his deeds, bein ba'achila bein mishtia, whether it comes to eating or drinking, it's like good food is important. But you eat too much good food, it's not good for you. See, whether it's eating or drinking, bein b'masu matan, whether it's in business, bein b'divrei Torah, even in divrei Torah, bein b'tfilo, even in davening, bein b'sicho, even in conversation, chol dover, in everything. The command is that a person must walk with moderation in the middle path. And he should never go to any extremity. She says that this, that we must search for the middle path, this is in everything. This is in eating, this is in drinking. A person must eat with moderation, he must drink with moderation, he must do business with moderation. He must daven with moderation. In learning there must be moderation, bein b'divrei Torah. B'sicha, in conversation there must be moderation. This means that in anything, if a person is not careful, he can be carried to an extreme. And anything that's carried to an extreme, this is not the Derech Hashem, the way of Hashem. How can you carry learning to an extreme? Very simple. A person will learn all day and all night, and he won't take care of himself, and he won't eat when he should eat, and he won't sleep when he should sleep. So you'll end up cholilo with a physical breakdown, and that'll be the end of his learning. This is how a person can carry learning to it. This is one way. Ba'klalo inyan hazeh omru zichreinim lervocha. She'odom someday osov tomid. There's a Gemara, there's a posuk in Tehillim. The posuk in Tehillim in Nun Chof Gimel states, the Som Derech Har Eno Dugesha Elokim. The Som Derech Har Eno Dugesha, the Som Derech Har Eno Dugesha Elokim. That if you will place carefully your direction in front of you, then you will see the Yeshua, you will see the salvation, the help of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara in Ma'ikot and Afchesom Ar Aleph Darshins, it does not mean v'som that you shall place your direction in front of you. Al tikre v'som ele v'som. Shom from the word shuma, you shall weigh your direction in front of you. A person must constantly weigh his direction. What must he weigh? Shichashim binyone lasis al derech hamutzil ha'yosher. He must constantly weigh what he does to see that it's on the middle path. Everyone, the middle path doesn't remain on the middle by itself. When you're driving a car, it doesn't remain in the middle of the road on its own. It remains in the middle of the road because you're steering it. If you stop steering it, it's going to go to the right or to the left. This is the same thing with a person. A person will not remain in the middle of the road by itself. By nature, he's going to go to the right or to the left. Therefore, David HaMelech said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, V'som derech. That if you direct yourself, then you will see the Yeshuas of Hashem, the help of Hashem. And the Gemara Darshans, V'som, that we are obligated constantly to weigh our direction. All the time we must weigh our direction to see that we're not going to the right or to the left, but we're always in the middle. So this is what the Rambam intertwines in this halacha. And that's what he brings, that the Chachomim said, therefore we must, if this is the mitzvah, then we must constantly measure, constantly evaluate and assess in weigh. Why is this middle point so important? The Maral brings a principle that we find all the time when it comes to perfection, the middle point is the perfect point. For example, Torah states Torah Hashem Temima. Torah is perfect. Or it states Pekudei Hashem Yishorim. The mitzvahs of Hashem are upright. Yosho. He brings the principle that extremities are never good. He brings even in when it comes to time, the time zones, the middle of the time zones, when the sun is in the middle and the day and the night are equal, that always comes out during Pesach and Sukkot. The extremities come out in the months of Tammuz and Av and Tevis. We always find Pesach and Sukkot, and there those are times of sanctity. We have Yom Tovim. Tevis and Av, or Tammuz and Av or Tevis, there these were times when good things didn't happen to Klal Yisrael, because there were extremities in the time zone also. And the reason why it's always so important that a person must watch himself that he's in the middle is because that's the yosher. That's what's upright. That's straight. Why do we say this? Because if a person is walking between two points, so he wants to walk straight. If he's going to go towards the right or to the left, then it's not going to be straight. And what is straight is perfect. And the world comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's the ultimate of perfection. And the Torah comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is perfect. That's why the Torah is called Yishorim, Yoshor. And Klal Yisrael also is referred to as Yoshor, Yishurim. Therefore, anything which is a deviation to the right or to the left, that's not straight, that's crooked, then that cannot be Torah, that cannot be Derech Hashem. Therefore, in the psukim that we mentioned, is constantly used, Beholachto, you shall walk, or Derech. Loleches, Bechol Drochecho. Beholachto Bidrochov. Because when a person walks between two points, he's walking the straight line between two points. This is why also the word halacha, the Gemara says, halacha, which means the final decision of the Gemara, and halicha and walking is interchangeable, because they are both perfection, perfectly straight. There's a Gemara in, we'll conclude with this, the Gemara in Masechta Shabbos says that Torah is tilthoi. Torah is made up of three parts. The Chumash and the Nevim, prophets, and the Ksuvim, the writings. It was given in the third month. It was the third month after going out of Egypt. It was given after 3 days of preparation. Stated that they must prepare themselves for 3 days. It was given to a nation which is made up of three parts: Kahanim, Levim, and Israelim. And it was given till Soy through three people were involved in it: Hashem, Mesha, and Israel. Therefore, it's called Tilsoi. Threes. So the Maral explains what's the importance, what's the emphasis of three. If you have one, that's one extreme. If you have a second link, that's another extreme. The third link always brings the other two together and brings them both equal distance and perfects them. And this is the nature of Torah, because this is the nature of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, since he's the ultimate of perfection. And that's why Yaakov Avinu was called the perfection of the Oves, of the fathers, because Avraham was the first link, and Avraham was on the right side. Yitzchok was the second link, and Yitzchok was on the left side. And both were not perfect, because from Avraham came Yishmael, and from Yitzchok came Esau. But Yaakov, who was the third link and perfected both, he was perfect. And therefore, from him came all perfect children. Yaakov was known as Yisrael, also Yeshurun. And the word Yeshurun means Yoshur. And he was called Ishtam, perfect. See? So the very nature of Hashem, and the very nature of the world he created, and the very nature of the Torah, is that of one which is perfect, which means that it deviates not to the right or to the left. Therefore, when we say, L'leches b'chol drachov, that you shall walk in all of his ways, b'halachta b'drachov, you shall walk in his ways, or you shall emulate him, v'anvehu, you shall emulate him, or achrei Hashem elokechem telechu, you shall walk after him. So we're talking about a specific way, a derech. Which way are we talking? The derech of Hashem, the derech of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That can only be the perfect way. That can only be center. Cannot be to the right or to the left. Because that's already a deviation. That's not straight. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the very essence of what is straight. Therefore, the Rambam intertwines this. It says, the Derech Hashem, when you shall follow him, it doesn't mean to follow him blindly. He's good, you always be good. See? He's kind, you always be kind. It means with a perfect straightness, not to the right, not to the left, but perfectly in the middle. And this takes great study. How do we know? How do we know what's perfect? So he says, that's the mitzvah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Chachamim said, therefore we must constantly calculate, we must constantly weigh, we must constantly study Torah to know what is the exact perfect way. From here we see also that we Jews are a nation who constantly respected normalcy. See, you have plenty of movements throughout history that were all extreme movements. You have plenty of movements today. Your cults, or whatever it might be, that always went to an extreme. Jews always had a respect for what norms are, because norms were placed in the nature of the world by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara says that an animal usually is born normal. It's not that he's usually born abnormal. Person's usually born normal. Why? Because Kach Gozer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is how HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. Why did he create the world like this? Because the norms are from him, because he is this way. Therefore, we must respect this. Not a deviation. Not a yetzer min haklal. But we must respect this. And this is what a person must implement into his own character. This takes great study. This is the mitzvah. This is the mitzvah of v'halach to bidrochov acharei Hashem elokeichem teilechu, that you shall walk in His ways. You must study His ways in order to walk in His ways. In the derech habeinim, in the middle path, like the Rambam writes, we should be zeicher to continue to learn what His ways are, in order that we may emulate them.
The Yeshiva Gedola hopes that you have learned much from the presentation. For further information, or to order additional shiurim, please contact the Yeshiva Gedola of Johannesburg. Visit us on the web at www.ygj.co.za or contact us via email at audio@ygj.co.za, via phone at 011-648-7906, via fax at 011-648-0085, and via post at P.O. Box 66226, Broadway 2020, Johannesburg, South Africa.